to him?
I mean, that's obvious. He's a great running back. I mean, last year I think he had over 1,600 yards. He has a low center of gravity, power. You know, we call him a daylight runner. He has great vision. He just runs the daylight, finds the hole. So it's going to have to be a team effort, a defensive effort, just in terms of gang tackling, guys staying in their gaps to control them in the run game.
Is it the biggest thing not to sort of, people say, be a hero and get out of your gap?
Yeah, it's about discipline, because he'll take it to the right, cut it the whole way back. He'll hit it anywhere in terms of with their run game, with their zone scheme running game. So that's what we've been preaching to the guys all week. Just be accountable in your gap, fit your gaps, and just know that he's going to bounce the ball. Cut back, yeah.
Don't get impatient.
Don't. Definitely no. Yeah. Gap integrity.
Coach, what did you think of Justin Simmons' performance?
I thought he did a solid job. He made a few mistakes during the course of the game. It's stuff that we can easily fix. But overall, I thought it was a solid performance for his first game of the season.
Seems like the Chargers really tried to stay away from Vaughn, stay away from Chris, stay away from Akeem. I mean, do you have to do anything to try to get those guys more involved, or is it on the other guys to kind of take advantage of their opportunities?
So on the other guys, you know, that's 11 guys. Everybody's responsible for doing their job. So if they're going to steer away from those guys, and the other guys have to step up. A lot of that, you know, you hear about Vaughn, just the, you know, sacks, the protections, things of that nature. But if they're doing all that to try to take care of Vaughn, then somebody else has to win because they're one-on-one. So that's just the mindset we have.
After the first play, what was the key to stopping their running
game? You have to give San Diego credit. You know, the offseason, they did a good job just in terms of scouting us, scheming up some runs. They ran, you know, a trap play on that first play, something that we don't see a lot of. We adjusted on the sideline. I think overall they had two plays for 31 yards, but at the end of the game it's 2.9 per rush, 64 total yards. So I was pleased at how we finished.
Yeah. What was the key to that?
It was just, we always get the pictures. We talk upstairs just in terms of what the blocking scheme was. We just had to make a minor adjustment inside with our three technique, being able to spill the guard and our backers fitting over top of the blocks they were getting.
Gostis has done it on the practice field in preseason, but how important was it for him to do it in the game like he did with some tackles at the line of scrimmage like he
did? It was very impressive. Just based on, you know, him coming back, this rehabbing for injury, and what he did in the preseason, that first game, he looked like a different guy. You know, I was watching. I said, man, look at Gostis. I mean, he was getting off the ball. He was effective in the run game. He had some pass rush. And that's definitely going to help us defensively moving forward.
Shaq came in and, you know, obviously had a sack. And VJ said that was a little bit tired at the end of the game because obviously he hadn't been playing a whole lot. But what was just your idea of how well he did considering that he missed, you know, all the training camp to come in like he did on Monday night?
I thought he played very well. He had the sack, you know, and when you can have somebody opposite Vaughn that's a threat, that helps us just in terms of how they're going to try to protect against us. It helps us setting up our schemes in terms of our pressure package and our pass stunts. But I thought he did a nice job. Obviously, he played too many reps. I talked to his position coach and told him, let's get him out a little bit. But we'll make sure moving forward that we rotate, you know, Kasim in there as well just to take some reps off him, as well as DeMarcus Walker.
Joe, how'd you feel calling your first game, the flow for you and everything?
You know, it was a little different. You know, I had a little bit of the butterflies, to be honest with you. But once you get in the rhythm and you start figuring out kind of how they're attacking you, the adjustments you need to make, you settle down. After each series, I always go sit down on the bench. You know, I get to the tablet. I get with Chris Beek upstairs. We go through the plays. It kind of calms me down. And I think about what I need to do to adjust and then get back at it. So it was a little, like I said, I was a little nervous, a little butterflies, but overall I thought I did okay.
Back in May, you talked about sprinkling some sugar on the defense. Oh, yeah. And there were some six-man rushes, different looks. You think you got enough sugar in there in week one?
Yeah, and all that was is I really didn't want to put out there everything we were doing. Mm-hmm. But really, we're trying to set up different things where – offenses have to make adjustments at the line of scrimmage. They have to make a decision, am I going to go block Vaughn or am I going to block this look? And we got Vaughn free a couple times, but with a veteran quarterback like Rivers, he saw him coming and just dumped the ball. So some of the things we did were successful. Obviously, they did whatever they had to block Vaughn. They double-chipped us, which didn't show up in our evaluation of their games.
going back to Chef, what were some of the challenges you issued to him going into the season to have him kind of take that next step?
Who's that?
Shaquille.
This be who he is. He showed that he's a playmaker for us. He doesn't have to do anything outside of doing his job. If he does his job and he does it the way he's done in the past, he's going to make plays for us.
How'd Jamal look? He got playing some high leverage snaps there at the end.
JC, he's just a ball guy. I mean, he's a C. We say C ball, get ball. The bright lights don't affect him. He plays fast. Now you're going to have to clean up some mistakes, but at least he's going to make it going 100 miles per hour. So I thought he went in at 12 plays and did good.
You said you had some butterflies.
Yeah.
What are you thinking after the first play?
What happened? You know, hey, we got to get that fixed. Okay. You know, so it was really just, you know, you have to move on to the next play. You know, you can't be on the sideline, you know, asking questions what happened, and now they're changing personnel groups. So I just moved on to the next play, and then when we got to the sideline, we looked at it, we saw what the issue was, and we fixed it.
That was a little old school.
Oh, yeah, it was old school, split trap.
You talked about kind of, you know, doing things to make the offense have to adjust. Is that kind of a chess match, changing and making them adjust to you before they kind of figure that out?
It is a chess match. But just based on some of our looks, we can definitely put them in a situation where they have to make a choice. And that's what we wanted to add. You know, the whole offseason, just, you know, BJ being involved in some of our defensive meetings, talking to our defensive coaches, we definitely felt like we just needed to add a little bit to just create some one-on-ones and make offenses work harder at the line of scrimmage.
Roby had his guys well covered on both the PIs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work with him just on recognition, or what do you do when a guy gets flagged twice on PI?
You just try to correct the issue on the sideline. I think the second flag, you know, it was questionable they made the call, but their feet just got tangled. But we're a press team. We're going to get on the line of scrimmage. We're going to try to put hands on you. That's just part of it. You know, as long as it's not a consistent problem, we'll take a few penalties along the way.
You talked about Philip Rivers being a veteran and seeing,
yeah.
Well, now you get a young guy, pretty good young guy. But
yeah.
What kind of challenges do you see from Dak and Zeke in their offense?
He has a lot of poise. You know, talking about Dak, he has a lot of poise in the pocket. He stands in there under pressure. He'll deliver the ball. If the look's not there, he has the athletic ability, the speed to escape the pocket and make some big plays. Their offensive line, they're very talented, three all-pro players, you know, arguably the best offensive line in the league. And then their receivers and their skilled players, you know, they're talented. You know, we're going to have our hands full. They're talented at all three levels, but we feel like we're up to the challenge.
How is scheming for Jason Witten different or similar to what you guys did with Gates and Hunter Henry?
Yeah, you know, I was pleased that I think Gates had two receptions for 17 yards. Hunter Henry didn't have any receptions, but very similar. Those older veteran tight ends, they're very crafty. They know how to run routes. They know how to get open at the top of the route. So we'll just make sure that we really study his route tree and make sure we're ready to deal with them.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. That's it. Okay.